Call the House Committee on Healthcare to order. And we're going to start by introducing some committee bills so we can get them out of the way while we're waiting for others to join us. Representative Cannon, do you have a motion?
Yeah, do you need a work session or?
I open a work session for the purpose of accepting committee bills.
Mr. Chair, I move that the following LCs be introduced as committee bills. LC 2564, dated February 9, 2009. LC 2689, dated February 16th. LC 2880, dated February 16th. LC 3044, dated February 23rd. And LC 3173, dated February 25th.
Thank you. Senator Cannon introduced the following LCs as a committee bill. LC 2654, LC 2689, LC something else, LC 2880, LC 3044, LC 3173. Any discussion?
I hear you say 2664.
LCs 2564, 2689, 2880, 3044, and 3173.
That's what I have.
That was my question.
Why did you do not have 2654?
Are we supposed to?
Because that came in with the 20.
This is
that, right? That came.
All right. Let's deal with the motion we have in front of us now, which are the six bills, not including 2654. 2654 is a bill that requires child to undergo oral health screening and or a state exemption before entering kindergarten. Do you know where this bill came from? Excuse me. Sorry. Doesn't matter.
From the Dental Association.
Is there any discussion on the motion in front of us, which is the six LCs?
Five.
Oh, I thought you did
2564. I did. That was five.
All right, let's start again.
Okay,
let's
Mr.
Make
Chair,
sure what's in front of us.
Do you want me to take all six?
Why don't you withdraw that motion?
I withdraw, Mr. Chair, I withdraw that motion.
Okay, the motion has been withdrawn. How about we try another motion?
Do you want somebody else to try to do it?
No, you're doing great. It isn't your problem. It's getting
no. I think it's fine. There. Please continue.
Well, the problem was I asked a question.
You asked the right question.
You did because there are
similar numbers.
Well, we're fine.
Okay, Mr. Chair, my motion will include six will refer to six LCs. Mr. Chair, I move that the following LCs be introduced as committee bills. I'm going to put them in order. LC 2564, dated 2-9. LC 2654, dated 2-16. LC 2689, dated 2-16. LC 2880, dated 2-16. LC 3044, dated 2-23.
Sorry, what's the last one?
LC 3044, dated 2-23. And LC 3173, dated 2-25.
3044. 3173 was the last. And 3044. Huh? This
wasn't supposed to be that
hard. 3044. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? So named LCs are accepted as committee bills. Now that wasn't so hard.
We're on a roll.
It's not a good omen.
No, now we're getting into complicated things.
Okay.
Okay, I am going to open a work session on House Bill 2009. I'm going to ask Mr. Burns to join us at the table. Are we almost all here?
And, excuse me, are we out of chairs? Okay. We need to call facilities for more chairs.
There are a couple over there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We want to get out of here tonight.
We are going to get out of here at 5 o'clock. And we may not be able to finish what we need to do, and if we don't, we'll put another couple hours. I think it's probably likely.
So the rumors of rollaways are much exaggerated.
For tonight. No. We've ordered the rollaways, but not for tonight.
Not tonight. Okay.
That's for the summer.
What you have in front of you is a document that goes over the operative sections of 2009. And if I can remind you, 2009 was crafted by me and Mr. Burns, with Mr. Burns doing most of the work, and me kibitzing on the sidelines, in an attempt to put into legislative language what we intuited was necessary for the health fund board report to be made operational. And it came out and was introduced, and then there were several things happened very quickly. One of the sets of things happened was that there was language in it that wasn't language we intended. And the other thing that was happened is that it came to our attention very quickly that that was language that was relatively peripheral, that was highly objectionable to some people, and there was language in it that in early testimony appeared not possible to do. So what we crafted, and it was Representative Maurer and Representative Burns and I going through the bill and crafted a set of amendments to be provided to LC. And what was provided to LC was this document guiding them to create a set of amendments, and one hopes when they finish getting all our bills ready by Monday that they will be able to pay some attention to this. What I intend to do today, if we can get done, and later if we don't finish, because we will stop at you need something?
No, I just...
We will stop at 5 o'clock. Is to go over this section by section. I think it's really important for the committee to understand what's in these sections, to have a chance to discuss them, and to say why this and not this, and to get some sense of our thinking so that when we're done, at least we will all know where we are in the current bidding. Oh. And we can then talk about how to change it and
what's in it.
And what's so we'll know what's there. Intention is to get this set of amendments, and if there are no problems when we get this, to adopt this set of amendments into the bill, and then we have a large number of suggestions already for amendments, and I'm sure there will be more. We'll go over those in work sessions one at a time. These will be conceptual amendments. We'll go over those and make sure which one we want. When we get a set of them, we'll hand them back to LC and we'll adopt them one at a time. And then when we're done with the process, we'll adopt another set of omnibus amendments that will clean up where we are. Our current schedule has this done by the 23rd of March. So we've got a fair amount of work to do. We have already, as a matter of tactics, guided by our caucus leadership, some decisions, like take the cigarette tax out of this bill and manage the cigarette tax in the bill we heard the other day, rather than handling it here. So one of these amendments deletes all the sections that relate to the cigarette tax and how that would be used. We still ultimately will have a discussion somewhere downstream as a part of discussions that are going to be getting serious, talking about the provider tax and some alternatives outside of this room, to make an ultimate decision as to whether the provider tax discussions will stay in 2009 or will be handled in a separate bill. And there are a lot of considerations about that, and we probably won't make that until we're about ready to move the bill in whatever form we decide. It has a lot of consequences, particularly because of the 60% vote model, and the question will be how do we want to manage this package and the taxes to do what's required in here. We also, there was another set of bills that the governor's staff proposed. We have those in our possession, but the Senate also has identical bills in their possession, and they're being worked by the healthcare or the health policy committee, I guess it is, in the Senate. The concept is they'll work them, and if they approve them, we'll bring them over here probably and amend them into 2009 before we're done, or not, we'll hand them as a separate package. These are all sort of tactical issues. So if we're ready to go, are there any questions about where we are now?
There is one question outstanding, and that's about the fiscal. That let's, you know, besides the revenue, because obviously the tax piece is one thing, but the Oregon Health Authority, if you were to strip that out, or even if you keep it in, I mean, I believe there's still a fiscal associated with it.
Yeah, the bills the governor had, that package of bills which could come in here, had a preliminary, fiscal light, is that the right word, John? A preliminary fiscal that estimated those to be at about $5 million. The first running estimate we're getting in just the transition from DHS to the health authority, if spread over a couple of years, will have an additional fiscal of between $1 million and $2 million. And that's a horseback estimate at the beginning. When we get serious about this and we know what's in it, then we'll ask for a significant fiscal.
Okay.
And this does have subsequent referrals both to revenue and ways and means.
Right.
So the fiscal we have will be a little less of an issue. The more important issue is how it's paid for, as to whether it's paid for out of the additional $1 billion, assuming we get a provider tax that we can agree to in some form and it brings an extra $1 billion of federal money. I think the sense is that we might cover what's a relatively modest amount, $5, $6, $7 million out of that $1 billion, or we might have it be handled separately. But
okay. Again,
a decision to be made later. Representative Cote.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And on that note, you know, some of the items that do have fiscals in terms of the health authority and some other things, maybe not the health authority, but other items in some of the governor's bills.
The Pulse, for example.
Right, could get Medicaid match. And so,
you know,
but we would have to define in 2009 that we're also planning to use whatever funding source is in there to pay for those things.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's paying for all the provider tax and the federal match and that sort of thing. Yes.
Suffice it to say it's complicated.
Yeah. Seems simple to me. Everybody votes yes, and we'll be at home before 5.
Tax the heck out of them.
And then give it back to them so they won't even feel they were taxed.
And there's 3 of us who will be on the subcommittee who will be ready and waiting to see the big fat number on them.
I was scared to ask that question publicly.
Yeah, get ready for that.
I think if you have questions, this is the place to ask them.
No, I just...
And I may give you an answer that I've given some other people. That's a decision that's going to be made above my pay grade. So let's go section by section. Will you guide us through this, Mr. Burns?
I'm happy to. Mr. Chair, for the record, I'm Tom Burns, serving as a health policy consultant and the chair. What you have in front of you is a document that lists, to the best of my ability, verbatim what is currently in the bill, highlighted in red and strike over with proposed amendments to that bill. And it goes page by page. Page 1 is section 1, continuing, et cetera. This has been reviewed by a number of other people, and there's been a little bit of wordsmithing that has been done since some documents that we released a couple weeks ago. Council has also looked at it and gave some fairly strong suggestions about some things that needed to be cleaned up. So what you see in front of you is my minor changes, minor wordsmithing compared to what you may have seen a couple weeks ago. Section 1 establishes the board, defines the appointment process, defines the terms, the confirmation process, and the compensation. As originally proposed, the board would have lived under current statute which limits the maximum salary or payment to a board member of $30 per board meeting. The feeling was this board ought to be able to set its own compensation, and so the proposed amendment to the original bill is to limit the reference to that section that sets a cap on how much they could be compensated.
So the board will set its own?
Yes.
Is that consistent with how we treat other boards in statute?
No. There are some boards who have that authority, but not all boards.
I have a copy of that. Would you like to actually see the language of how other boards are compensated? It's pretty short.
Sure.
And actually, this probably wouldn't be the board that would determine it. It would probably be the authority.
Board of Medical Examiners.
We have in these first copies, we did it a little backwards. The second set of things we'll talk about established the authority. The first set of things established the board of that authority. So we'll get a better sense of how the board relates to the authority later. But the authority is a department reporting to the governor, similar to ODOT. And the board is a board appointed by the governor that has specific authorities and responsibilities similar to the Oregon Transportation Commission. I mean, that was the sort of model.
And where are they housed? Where is this authority housed?
It is a separate department, a separate agency. Yeah, it's split off mostly from DHS and has the same